Hello, 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 everybody. I am so happy that you are here today and joining us for Vibrant Body and Abundant Life. This is an inspiring, empowering series where some of the world's cutting edge mind, body, spirit, healers, coaches, and leaders are coming together to share with you their wisdom, their tools, to support you move beyond the fears and the doubts and those limiting beliefs that not only hold us back from abundance, but also cause a lot of pain, illness, and, gosh, breakdown in so many other areas of our life. So I am your host, Tanya Penny, and I'm a Vibrant Body and Abundant Life catalyst and coach. And I'm here because I'm devoted to supporting you to have that healthy body, peaceful mind, balanced life, so you can fully live your passionate, purposeful life with abundance and ultimate freedom. So today, another amazing expert, Bonnie Sarator, with tons of wisdom. I'm so excited to have her, you guys, today. We're going to be diving into this very hot topic of money flow and abundance that so many of us are ready to blow out of the water in 2018. So I personally have worked with Bonnie on and off over the years, and money was one of the things that we addressed. Money, fear of being seen, past trauma. So I know how powerful her work is, and I'm just really excited to share her with you today. So we are going to be taking some questions towards the end of the call, and we're going to take as many as possible within our 60-minute or so time frame. And for those of you that are on the phone, you can submit your questions by raising your hand *2. I see some of you have already begun to do that. And those of you on the webcast, you can submit your questions in the box at the bottom of the screen. And first name and email address would be great. And again, we're going to take as many as possible today towards the end of the call. You might even want to write down what your question is so you don't forget it. I know that happens to me sometimes. So before we dive in, I just want to give Bonnie an introduction because I know some of you are new to her and her work. So Bonnie is an expert energy clearer, master tracker, and spiritual accelerator, meaning she helps people accelerate or speed up their personal healing, growth, and spiritual development. Bonnie accelerates the liberation of our authentic, true, and divine self. She does so by removing and clearing all unwanted foreign energy from all time and space, which interfere with the expression of our divine self. She has not studied or trained with any teachers and does not use spirit guides or trance-inducing tools. She really relies on nothing but her own inner knowing and the energy of the white light of creation. Although she was born with these abilities, she has developed her intimate connection with herself and the light through her profound personal experiences. Bonnie has expertly charted the unseen territories of our emotional and energetic bodies and offers her gifts of seeing and energy clearing to humanity. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you, Tanya. Great to be here.
Exciting time. I'm so excited. It is so exciting. It's like, wow. There's just right before I was telling you, I called in 15 minutes earlier when there were already so many people waiting on the phone and on the webcast. So this is the time. People are ready. People are excited. And I know that you're really seeing that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we're in that acceleration and everything's coming up and people are really challenged and questioning their beliefs and questioning all kinds of things. And so now it's time, you know, so it's all opening and happening. And the good news is there's help, Tanya. That's what's cool.
I know there is so many people, Bonnie. I know I've talked to many of my clients and even for myself since the beginning of the new year. I have felt that speeding up, and so have other people. And it may look like health issues, like, you know, other stuff in your life, like the shit hitting the fan. And it's like, yeah, it's the fast track now. And so it's time. And here we are offering support today, specifically on money and abundance. But as you and I know, this ties into pretty much everything in our life.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's all connected. I mean, everything's connected. When you start unraveling it, it all comes down to the same thing. And it just comes out in different ways. Yeah, but it's time.
So where do you want to start today, Bonnie? Where are you feeling guided? You know, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, well,
before we really dive into money and abundance, how do you help people? Because I know there's some new people on here today.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's true.
Yeah, what is this?
Yes, that's a great, great question. And it's good for people to really have a sense of what it is I do. Okay, so basically, I mean, my life has been devoted to helping myself and helping others, helping humanity. And for me, in my own suffering, you know, I was always looking for the ways to end the suffering. And then I began to do what I do. And what I found was I started off doing psychic readings, and then I would see all these energies and frequencies. So then I started clearing them. And in the clearing of these frequencies, people's lives would change. So what happens is, it doesn't matter what the issue is. It can be anything. And since today we're talking about, you know, the money and abundance, things like that. Just to share, you know, over the weekend I had my class that teaches what I do, and one of the students definitely had big issues with money, you know, in a state where she's basically almost, you know, not clients aren't coming, she's marketing, she's doing all kinds of different ways to try to get herself out there, and she's almost going into foreclosure with her house, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and she's like terrified, she's afraid. So I did use her as a demo, and basically I go into the subconscious, you know, I take my awareness and I go into the subconscious, but I also have people light up whatever they're feeling, and that's what we will do today when we do the clearing. Is, you know, they light up how something makes them feel, and they feel into that. And by doing so, it literally lights up something for me that I can actually sense and feel that I can go after and clear it. But basically, I do go into the subconscious and I find, you know, the beliefs, the programming, and the conclusions that people draw about life. And then I clear those, but I also go back where it all began. And so for her, I mean, it's multiple lifetimes, not just one, multiple. And multiple reinforcing that money is evil, money is bad, can't have money. When you have money, you're going to get killed. I mean, so we were clearing all these frequencies of past lives and going into her subconscious and just clearing all of these things for her. And in doing so, I mean, her fear was gone. You know, that feeling of terror was gone. Her fear was gone. And she felt calmer. And, you know, what it does, see, here's the thing. We're the ones that create our reality through our subconscious. And we carry forth from our past lives all these, you know, experiences that interfere with us right now. So by literally clearing out the trauma, the beliefs, the programming, the conclusions, the contracts, the agreements, the oaths, the promises, whatever, then we free that up, and then we change by changing the subconscious, and we change our reality, and then everything starts to change. And that's what's going to happen for her, you know. So she could feel in her body the terror was gone, the fear was gone. She felt calm. In fact, some of the feelings that she was experiencing, she couldn't even find. And that's what the work does. You know, I go in to your emotional frequencies, and what people don't realize is that almost everything you are feeling, even your thoughts, are actually not you. And so I've proven that like thousands of times over. You know, people have these thoughts. So I'll go in, okay, where is that coming from? Clear. And then now where's that thought? They can't find it, you know. And even the mind chatter and things of that nature dissipate and dissolve as we get clearer and clearer within. So basically, I'm moving energy. I'm clearing energy out of people's energy field, out of their physical body, out of the energy field around them. And it's just, you know, everything's energy. So there's thoughts, there's feelings, but there's also discarnates, which are people that have died. There's implants. I mean, there's all kinds of frequencies that are in the body that people have no idea of, that they're not even aware of. So you know, by clearing them, the issue's gone. You know, you don't have the same thought, you don't have the same feelings, you don't have the same reactions, but it's basically really just clearing energy, and energy is everything. And like I said, when it's not even yours, it's, you know, it's pretty easy to move it out of your body. But first, you got to even know it's there. And then also, people have resistance to receiving. They have resistance to goodness in their lives. You know, it's like we've been indoctrinated. I mean, humanity's been indoctrinated throughout history of, you know, it's not nice to have money, or money is evil, or, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth, and you're supposed to, you know, give rather than receive. You know, all these things that we anchor in and we buy into and believe, but they're simply not true. And also, like Tanya was saying earlier when we were briefly talking, yeah, spirit people sometimes think it's not spiritual to have money. And, you know, the truth is we're meant to have everything. You know, it's abundant here. It really is, you know. So,
yeah, go ahead, Bonnie.
Oh, I was just going to say that sometimes people actually, you know, they hold on to their beliefs, and then they don't want to let them go because, you know, it's like they're creating these beliefs that just aren't real. But basically, yeah.
Well, simply. And they think, right? And they think that these beliefs, whether they're aware of it or not, like consciously or subconsciously, are keeping them safe, and that's the way they. You know, that's the mm-hmm. way they're going to survive or succeed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's crazy. You know, when I started working with you, and thank you for the explanation, I think that's just so helpful for people, even people that have heard you speak or worked with you before. It's like that repetition of what this type of work can do. And I know mm-hmm. when I came to you, it's not that I didn't believe in past lives. I did. But it was also that part of, oh, my gosh. So energetically, if I have this belief, and, you know, wherever it came from, past lives, maybe this lifetime as well, but that there's also beings, I think you called them discarnate beings or energies, that will latch onto you because you believe that, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, that like attracts like. I was like, holy cow, no wonder it's so strong.
Oh, yeah, and Penny, check this out. It's like, you know, in traditional shamanic practices, you know, they know there's entities inside people's bodies, but, you know, usually there might be a few here, and, you know, but in my reality, in my world, and what I track and what I see, I mean, every issue that you have thought forms and beliefs and entities attached to those. So whatever you've got, you know, anchored in from your past lives that you've carried over. In fact, nothing from this lifetime began from this lifetime. So all this carryover is anchored in your subconscious. So you're already set up, and then other energies come into your body and attach to that. And sometimes there could be hundreds of entities attached to one feeling. Okay. So, you know, it's just like, it's crazy. I'm constantly clearing all these energies and entities and frequencies out of people's bodies. And, you know, they feel it. They feel different. They feel lighter. They feel clearer. They feel, you know, more in their body. Oh, another thing, too, is people leave the body. When you got so many beings inside of you, you don't stay in the body. And then when, you know, then you really get, you know, you're being basically controlled by other people inside of you, other people's thoughts and feelings and emotions. And by clearing out your body, then we bring more of you back in, and you feel different. You know, you're more here. You're more landed. It's pretty awesome.
More of what you call your divine self, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times, right? Not just me, other people that I have thought, well, gosh, I know this is the thing that I want. Why can I not seem to change my behavior? Why mm-hmm, can I not mm-hmm. seem, you know, and it's like, because you got all this stuff running you. So that
and you know,
when you do the clearing, it's like, oh my God, why is it so much easier now to do the things I've been struggling with?
Right. Right. And, you know, too, I remember back in the day, way back, you know, there was all this stuff around, like, positive affirmations. And remember, I don't know if you remember that, but I remember it. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's
Love
like,
attraction.
And I remember thinking, this stuff doesn't work. You can't, because you can't, you have to clear the subconscious. You can't just keep, every day, you got to be making these positive affirmations. And, you know, it's like, you might feel good for temporarily, but somewhere it's going to falter because it doesn't work, because you're not clearing the cause.
Well,
you're not getting to the root. And that's what I do.
And then you beat yourself up, and then you beat yourself up
right.
for it, and you think something's wrong with me because I'm not doing it right. When really, we've got, all of us have these subconscious, some of us they're conscious beliefs that are holding us back. And so
mm-hmm.
what a gift for everyone on the call today, because they're going to get a little taste of your clearing. I have another question, though, before we get into that, and we've got tons of questions rolling in. Can the work that you do clear ancestral stuff?
Yes. In fact,
I know we talked about past life, but I wanted to ask that.
Because here's the thing. It's really cool. I mean, I've done it, you know, I've done group clearings on a lot on ancestral stuff, you know, past ancestors and all that good stuff. But basically what's happening is I go into the, because everything's still there. You know what I mean? The energies of everything are still there. The frequencies are still there. So I just go into it and then I can start releasing and clearing and changing. I mean, this is how I clear out like curses and spells and oaths and promises and allegiances and all that good stuff that are still affecting people. I mean, I've even had people where a curse happened like many, many, like generations back, and it was a full family curse. Well, going back and clearing that, then it changes everyone's reality. And so, yes, we can clear ancestral stuff. I mean, I do that all the time. It's no different, really. When you really get that it's just energy, and what we're moving out of your body is energy, it's simple, really, you know. And it does take skills and abilities to be able to do it, but still, it's simple.
Yeah, well, so and I want to put out there, too, you know, that I know there's people that are listening, and some of the things you're talking about, curses and spells and even past lives, I know some people don't believe in those things. So what about when somebody doesn't believe in some of the things that we're talking about? Can this type of work and clearing help them?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Most people don't actually believe in past lives, okay? So for me, it's not even a belief, just knowing. There's a difference between believing and knowing because I have direct experience. And it doesn't matter. So if I have someone who's like really doesn't believe in it or whatever, I don't even say that's what I'm doing. Do you know what I'm saying? I just do the clearing. I do what I do. I don't have to say what I'm doing. And that way they feel comfortable, they feel safe, and then they feel changed. They feel different. You know, their life has changed. And it doesn't matter what someone believes. You know, for me, it really does not matter at all. Because they're going to be changed. And that's the proof right there.
They're going to feel different. Yeah, they're going to feel different. I know when I started my work with you, part of me, you know, I'm from a medical background. Part of me was like, what is this stuff? Like, what is this? This sounds crazy, but something in me said, do it anyways, because I know it's going to work. So,
right,
so for everybody
right.
listening, that's like, this sounds really bizarre. Like, it's okay. Keep listening and see how you feel at the end of today's call.
Yeah. And you know, for me too, Tanya, see, this has been my reality, like, all of my life. So I forget sometimes that, you know, I might be saying things or talking in ways or language or whatever that people don't relate to. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's normal. Yes, it's absolutely normal. And so coming with people that are, you know, that are have their beliefs and limitations and blockages, it's like, just meet them where they live, and that's the best thing to do. You don't have to be inundating people with what I experience or what I know. It doesn't merely matter. What matters is, do you feel changed? Do you feel different? Are you happier? Are you more liberated? And that's what matters. That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So before we get into questions and clearing, and I'm not sure which one's going to come first, whatever we're guided to do, I wanted to talk a little bit about what can block us from receiving. I know we talked in a nutshell, kind of broadly, about beliefs,
but let's
go a little bit into that. What can keep people from receiving, even things that they're not even aware of?
Yeah, that'll be good. Okay, so people, think about this. When you think about money, people that have a lot of money, do you have any judgments of them? Do you have any feelings towards them? Do you have any angst in your body? Do you have a reaction in your body? That all tells you that you're blocking yourself from receiving. Do you feel that money is evil? Do you feel like people do bad things with money? So, it's not just money, it's receiving on all levels. And so there's actual physical sensations that happen in the body, but even more than that, we have judgments, we have beliefs. And what might be really, really powerful for everyone is to start writing down your beliefs and your judgments around money, because you'll be very surprised at what emerges, and especially if you do it like this. This is really cool, Tanya. I love this one. But if you take your non-dominant hand, I mean, I learned this like way back in the 70s, but if you take your non-dominant hand rather than your normal hand, and you go ahead and start writing, don't worry about spelling or, you know, legibility, any of that, but start running really quickly, really fast, as fast as you can, and just start letting yourself write down all these feelings and judgments, and when things will start emerging out of your subconscious because you're using the non-dominant hand, which starts to access the subconscious in a different way, and in doing so, lots of stuff starts to come out, and you will be shocked at what you have in your own subconscious around money. So that's one really fun thing that you can do on your own and discover what's there. And see, another thing, once you start becoming aware of your own judgments, your own, stopping receiving, that itself will make a difference. You know, you'll start to change. And people also have, you know, like, they don't want to take from other people. You know what I mean? It's like the caretaking of others, and I'll take care of you before I take care of me. So that in itself too is a self-worth issue. It's a self-love issue, but it's also bottom line in the core of all of humanity. It's that feeling that we're not loved, that we're not enough, that who we are is not loved. So that starts to go into other areas of reality of our lives, and it affects everything. You know,
if you didn't feel 100% loved, which I don't know who did growing up, right?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter who you had as parents either.
Right. No matter. Yeah, and we're not blaming our parents. We're just saying what
it is.
We all that felt like unloved or not 100% loved. Right, they have it too. And so if you felt that way growing up, that can affect your money flow. You can think, well, if I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, and therefore I must not be worthy of money, right?
Right.
Because of that, which is
yeah.
so interesting.
Yeah.
And another one. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Bonnie.
No, go ahead, Tanya. Go ahead. Yeah.
There's another one that just popped in, and it's the belief that if I receive, that means other people won't. Right?
Right.
So it's the scarcity. So if I take this or if I get this, then that means somebody's going to go without. There's that going on too.
Right. Right. Yep. And that there's not enough. It's the not enough. There's not enough. Like, you know, it's like, think about this. Back when, like, my mother grew up in the Depression and there wasn't any food. They grew up living in tents and chicken houses, and they were migrant workers. I mean, we're talking, you know, grapes of wrath kind of stuff. And so it gets anchored in that there's not enough. And, you know, that's what a lot of our, you know, like back way back. And then that gets passed on and passed on to the children subconsciously because it's ingrained in the parents, and then it gets passed on and it goes to the grandchildren and so on. So you have that depth of, you know, of scarcity where your people are starving. And then when you think about our past experiences, or even if we don't say past lives and we just say ancestors, and we go back into our ancestors and think about, you know, time way back when we were in clans, when we didn't have houses, when we lived in caves, or we lived in, you know, tents or whatever. But, you know, people starved. People were hungry all the time. That anchors in scarcity. So, you know, anywhere where there's a lack, anywhere where there's suffering and hunger and cold, there's going to be scarcity. And so scarcity in itself blocks receiving on all levels, you know, whether it be food or money or clothes or housing or whatever. So, you know, I think it's really vitally important that people understand that we really are the ones blocking ourselves. We can't be saying, oh, you know, I'm a victim and poor me and
powerless.
This is being done to me. You're powerless. Yeah. I mean, in my world, there are no victims. We're all co-creators. And we've agreed to know ourselves in these ways. And so we need to unravel what we've agreed to. So I also release agreements and contracts that you've made. Otherwise, you know, you'll pull it back in. So you've made agreements to know yourself in these ways. Otherwise, you wouldn't be having the experience. So, you know, it's good to have these understandings and have the conscious awareness and higher teachings so that you really get who you really are, what you're really doing, how you're co-creating your entire reality with everyone, and you really are not a victim. So that's a big one. Some people like get really upset with me with that one, Tanya.
I know, right? That's been wired into us too, right? The whole victim, we're powerless.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
your life is your lot. You can't do anything to change it. And
right.
yeah, so everyone listening,
right.
I mean, this if this is triggering you, like let it be there and know that it's actually triggering you to step into your power. To realize you're not
mm-hmm.
helpless, you're not powerless. There might be a reason your soul, from what I heard you say, Bonnie, and what I believe and teach, is there's a reason maybe that your soul even chose to go through, whether it's past lives or this lifetime, to experience this money breakdown or this abundance breakdown. But if you're listening today, you're meant to move through it now and clear it, right?
Right. And then, yes, and I think I'd like to say something else, too, along those lines.
Please.
It's like, yes, so people, you know, what people don't really understand is in between, when we're coming in to incarnate, we make agreements to know ourselves in different ways. This is the reason we do that. Like, we want to know ourselves in all ways in order to know creation itself, in order to merge back into oneness, which is what we're really all doing, is coming back into the oneness, coming back into God consciousness, coming back to God, so to speak. And we have these experiences, even hellacious things, like where people have, people say, well, what about little children that have been abused or murdered or whatever? It's like, well, if you look at it and you can see from where I'm looking, they made their agreements to know themselves in these ways, in that, there was the perpetrator and the victim, but then look back and go further back, and what else have they done that they've been the perpetrator or the ones causing harm or the atrocities? So we're knowing all facets of life, and we make agreements to know ourselves, but part of the problem is we get caught in the loop, meaning we come in, we have an experience, and we anchor in more beliefs around it, and we got to come back and redo it, and we anchor even more beliefs around it, because we're not really clearing it, we're not going through it, we're not releasing the lesson and understanding it and knowing it, so we just keep bringing more and more and more trauma to us. And that's, you know, now we're in the culmination of many, many lifetimes, or let's just call it our ancestors, and it's all in our DNA, it's in our psyche, it's in our subconscious. And now is the time we have the opportunity right here and now to clear this stuff and not have to do it again and again and again.
Amen.
Yeah, Tanya.
I was going to say, fucking man, because I've had enough. I know that I've had enough of it, like a lot of other people have. And it's like, last year was a huge, like, breakdown for me, and I'm on the mm-hmm. other side of it now, but it's like, yeah, this is what we're being,
mm-hmm.
this is the good news, you guys. We are meant to walk through it now to clear it and for it to be done in this lifetime, I believe.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's amazing what we can, I mean, I'm telling you, we're in the acceleration, for real, and
yeah.
stuff can be cleared, boom, 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 just like that, no joke, for real. I mean, I do it all the time.
Right, you do. And I've experienced it, and it's amazing. And we're going to get into it in a minute. I know I can feel everyone like, yes, bring it on. Now, I do
mm-hmm.
have to ask one more question around beliefs. So once we become aware of the beliefs, how important is it that we get every single one in order for it to be cleared? You know what I mean? Because I know we have thousands
mm-hmm.
of beliefs, especially around money
right.
and abundance.
Does
your clearing help to like wipe it? I don't want to say wipe it all out, but like, do we have to go through every single belief? Because that feels really tedious.
No, you don't. You don't have to go through every single belief.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So what happens is once you become aware of some of your beliefs, it's almost like a dominoes effect. You know, pretty soon you start bringing more awareness, and you find and see more of the beliefs. And then it's like a domino effect that they just start falling away. But also you have to get that they're a belief. And here's the thing, Tanya, almost everything's a belief, and a belief
yeah.
is not real. It's not based on anything that's truth, that's absolute. And, you know, so we people just have all these beliefs. It's a way of feeling safe, secure in the world. It's a way of being able to function. So, it's just beliefs. But they do fall away.
Yeah, and I think that's what is so kind of exciting. It's like realizing the only thing holding you back is really your beliefs. And so
yeah,
I know that can,
yeah, yeah.
It's like we can change those. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing holding you back is you. That's it. Yeah.
So what are you feeling guided to do first? The clearing, or do you want a few questions to kind of get a feel for people? What are you feeling, Brian?
Okay. Let me just check in on the higher levels. I'm
sure.
Just going to ask so I get direct. Okay, so we're going to do the clearing first. Questions first. Questions. Okay, actually, let's just do a few more questions, and then we'll do the clearing, and then we'll have time for just a few more. Yeah, let's just do maybe one or two questions, and then we'll go ahead and get into the clearing.
Okay, that sounds great. That's what I was kind of feeling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, there's a lot of questions here, so let me just take a little look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a couple anonymous ones that are kind of connected. I was told by a healer I have entities that disappear/hide when they are tracked. How can I release them during the session?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we got that. That does happen. They become invisible. They go into hiding. So basically, if we're going to, you know, if you want them to be gone during our clearing, then just because you're going to call me in, and then you just have your awareness that there are entities hiding, okay? And then I can find them, not a big deal. But, you know, on your own or even get other people, they do hide. Sometimes they'll start moving around, but you got to have somebody that can track them, you know? Like for me, I'm sensing the energy, and then someone will say, oh, it's moving up my spine, okay, so I'm on it. Oh, it's moving into my shoulder, okay, so I'm on it. You know what I mean? So I'm going after the frequencies, and once I find them running, I can find them. You know what I mean? Once I see them, sense they're moving, I can grab them and clear them. But basically, too, you know, people can do their own clearings as well. Basically, what you do is you bring the light down and you ask for beloveds that know these people inside of you and ask for them to help them come home. And then you can just talk directly to these beings as though you're talking to another person and just let them know, you know, like you, maybe you don't know that you have died and it's time to remember. You can remember by looking down at remembering your body and seeing that you're floating above it. And then have them look into the light. And the light, when you look into the light, when people look into the light, they begin to remember. The light helps them to remember, which is really awesome. So there's different ways that people can literally get these people out. So, you know, if you can't get them out, then, you know, there's people that can. My whole team can do it. So there's help.
And maybe you guys will be able to experience a little bit of that today as well, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
get a taste of that, and then yeah, absolutely, individual work and or group work, which we can talk about later for sure, is of great benefit. I've experienced that as well. Here is a question from Kim. Hi, can Bonnie see what is preventing me from being in alignment with my divine path? I have not been able to shift lack and struggling to make ends meet. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, basically it's along the same lines that Tanya and I were talking about earlier. You know, it's your beliefs, it's your past incarnations, or if you don't, you know, or we can call it your ancestral beliefs that pass through your energy field. And so they're just limitations that you haven't unraveled yet. You know, like I can see these limitations inside and literally, like when I'm looking in her body, I can see these frequencies, like there's some really dark energies and what we would call negative energies that are also blocking her, attacking her, inhibiting her, and keeping her stuck. And partly it has to do with, you know, when someone's going to bring in a lot of light or bring forth light, and because they've been, you know, full of light before, way back, then, you know, there's oftentimes an attack on those kinds of people. So there's a little bit of that happening. During the clearing, just hold it in your awareness and, you know, see if it gets cleared, you know, some of that gets cleared.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm getting a lot of different questions. I'm just looking through the questions here. A lot of different questions that are like specifics, like this is what I'm experiencing and can
mm-hmm,
you help me
mm-hmm,
to clear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
okay.
What I'm kind of feeling is like, I'll just name some of the things that people are experiencing, and then maybe you can move that into the clearing.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so let's do that, and then I'm going to describe how I want them to participate, and then we'll get right into the clearing. Okay, go ahead, Tanya.
Yeah, let's see. I'm just looking for. There's somebody here who definitely knows that their parents have been struggling with money, and so they feel like they've taken that on. There is somebody here that says she's having trouble breathing. Can you help me to clear that? I'm guessing that has to be with money related. Somebody here says she's been subject to black magic and has only started generating income in the last 6 months, in the last 10 years.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
You know, can that be affecting her money flow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see what else. Somebody else says they've just contracted a cocktail virus of Ebola. In December, lots of physical symptoms, but having emotional resistance to getting back her motivation and finances and energy and joy. Sharing that.
Right.
Let's see. Okay. Somebody else wrote here that they have, in her younger years, she would get a job within 2 weeks, but now she is 61 and finding she is very blocked towards going out to succeed. Is there some help for that?
Okay.
Does that give a good feel?
Yeah, that's good. That's great. That's awesome. Okay, so what we're going to do, people, is I'm going to have you literally, once we get going, I'm going to have you feel into the issues that you're aware of, okay? All the stuff you've described, we're going to feel into that. And what I want you to do is there's an emotion that you feel when you think about these things, okay? Even when you think about having black magic or, you know, whatever, there's a feeling. So that's what I need you to light up for me, the feeling, all right? And then you're going to call my presence in. You're going to do that right now. You're going to feel me, sense me, know that I'm right beside you. That helps me to kind of specifically work with you while I'm guiding the whole clearing. And then once we start feeling that, once we get going, I'm going to have you feel into, I want you to go a couple layers deeper when I'm going to guide you right through that. So for now, what I want you to do is I want you to get comfortable, comfortably relax, sitting comfortably, laying comfortably, whatever you prefer, but let the body be relaxed. I'm going to be pulling you into altered states of consciousness, which also gets you out of the way, which allows for a deeper clearing. Okay, so now once we get that, get you comfortable, call me in, ask for me to be right beside you. And then I'm going to surround your body with light, like a tube, a ray of light surrounding your entire energy field. That means whatever we release goes into the light. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to think about whether you've wrote issues or you just have the general thing around abundance and wealth and prosperity and also the receiving. I want you to think about that now. Just bring it to your awareness. Think about it. And then what I want you to do is I want you to feel into the emotion of how does it make you feel? What are you aware of? Does it make you sad? Do you feel a resistance? Do you feel hopeless? Do you feel despair? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel angry? Whatever the feeling is, let it be there. Do not stop it. Do not resist it. Welcome it. Okay, good. Now, once you're feeling that, what I want you to do now, because you can, is when you allow a feeling to be there, you can actually go underneath that feeling and access another feeling. So we're going to go about three feelings down because that's when we start to access the subconscious. So now we're going to go in now. We're just going to feel into that feeling right underneath that initial feeling. Just go right underneath that one. Take your awareness, go underneath. What's the feeling underneath? And be with that feeling. Allow it. Welcome it. Say yes to it. Surrender to it. And once you are with that feeling, now we're going to drop in right underneath that. There we go. Right underneath that feeling right there. There we go. Now we're going deep. This is good. Good. Beautiful. Now just allow it again. Let it be there. Good. So now once you've lit it up for me, I found it. I've got it. Now I don't need you to do it anymore. So now I want you to take your awareness and just listen to my voice. Let it go. Get out of the way. Alrighty, good. Now I'm going to start releasing frequencies. I'm going into all of your subconscious. And I'm already seeing frequencies. I'm going to start releasing energies, So I'm just going to open up the energy field in your physical body and start releasing a bunch of discarnates, a bunch of frequencies that don't belong inside of you. There we go. Clear, 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 clear. Coming out, 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 out. Clear, clear. I'm going to go into your past, into your ancestral past, or even in past lives, going all the way back to the original time when you agreed to have these experiences. Could be poverty, could be lack, could be all kinds of different things. So I'm going to go back through your life stream and finding the original lifetime. I'm going to go to the lifetime prior to these issues where it was all light, had more light and abundance. And then I'm going to go right in between where you made these agreements. So I'm going to go into your higher levels. I'm going to take your higher levels, go right where you made these agreements. I'm going to call in all the people that you called in to co-create together. And we're going to clear those agreements and contracts into the white flame. Dissolve. Clear. I'm going to take your consciousness to the bigger picture, higher up. There we go. Now start clearing all these frequencies from the past, and that can include oaths and allegiances and spells and curses and experiences and traumas and shocks and starvations and all kinds of things. Clear, coming right out of your energy field, and then coming back into your subconscious, into the conclusions that you've made, beliefs and programming, finding different aspects of you stuck in your own subconscious, in the quagmire of darkness and pain and suffering. There we go. I'm going to find these little pieces of you, aspects of you, each of you. Get these pieces. I'm going to pull you out. There we go. Coming out. And putting you in the heart center. And I'm going to start clearing these conclusions and beliefs, clearing out the frequencies deep in the subconscious that are interfering and blocking you to receive all that you are actually worthy of and deserving of. There we go. Clear. Good. Clear. Yeah. That deserving word hits some stuff. There we go. Clear. The deserving. Yeah, good. Clear the resistance. There's lots of resistance that you don't deserve, that you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough. I'm going to go right into those energies and your subconscious. Start releasing. Yep. See, none of this is you. This is all other frequencies, other people's emotions, other energies that are not you. So we're just going to start clearing them right out of subconscious. Clear. Coming out. Dissolving, neutralizing. I'm going to be looking for any kind of implants as well throughout the entire physical body, all over. There we go. Show me the implants that are contributing to these feelings that are blocking and interfering with people's abilities to totally receive and to really be that beautiful divine light that they truly are. There we go. Let's dissolve, neutralize. Yep. Disintegrate. Clearing. There we go. Clear. Coming out. Clearing. There we go. Clear. Good. Okay, now I'm seeing there's some frequencies outside of people's bodies. I'm going to go ahead and start, there's interferences. I'm going to start clearing those. Yes. We got other people interfering, trying to stop, block. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to go to the higher levels. I'm going to go ahead. Yes, good. Okay, good. All right, people, this is it. Don't get to stay here. Don't get to be here. Don't get to do this anymore. Here's the deal. I'm going to accelerate you. There we go. But first, if you don't agree, let me just show you what can happen. But there we go. Casting the netting around these beams. Casting them. There we go. Good. Now you understand? Good. Now pull these frequencies off. Oh, there's veils and shrouds and cloaks of darkness, ropes and chains and bindings. Whoa. Yes. Clear. Release. Be gone. Clear. Go. Now I'm going to go to everyone's super consciousness, the highest level of you, the closest aspect of you to creation itself. There we go. I'm going to have a little communication. We're in acceleration. We need to go ahead here. Let's really amp this up and clear some, really, let's put these people in the acceleration. Give me the go ahead. There we go. Cool. Good. Higher levels. Commanding at the higher levels. Commanding down to the soul levels. Commanding down to the physical levels, the emotional levels, spiritual levels, physicality levels. Good. There we go. Now let's amp it up. Clearing out interferences, clearing out energies, emotions, frequencies, clearing out all the energies that are not of these people, clearing it out. Clear. Leave. Yes, good. Bringing light. Light of creation down into the physical bodies like a vacuum, pulling up, releasing, vacuuming up trauma, shock, terror, crisis, deep despair, anguish. Clear. clear traumas, clear. There we go. Good. Clearing. Acceleration is happening. Get us clear of these frequencies, releasing. Clear. Very good. Beautiful. Good. Nice. Good. Beautiful. Good. And I'm going to go back in the subconscious. I'm going to bring lots of beautiful, bright light, the white light of creation itself coming into the subconscious, lighting up all the hiding places, all the corners, nooks and crannies where there's beings hiding out in your own subconscious, where parts of you might still be hiding out. There we go. I'm going to go really deep into the subconscious now, into the blackest depths of the subconscious, bringing light. And then releasing and clearing. Clearing out, release, yep, go home. Some of these beings don't know that they have died. I want you to remember now, floating above your own physical body, looking down. You did not go back in. That body has died. You're inside somebody else's body. The light came for you. You didn't go home. Here's the light again. Beloveds present. Yep, there's your family. There's your beloved. There, look, it's true. Look, there we go. Clear, up and out. Yep, beautiful. Come, people. Come get your family. Come get your people. Come get your beloveds. Come get them. Help them go home. There we go. There's someone for everyone. There we go. Clear. Releasing, clearing. Coming right out of the subconscious. There we go. Clear. Beautiful. Nice. Good. Good. Now I'm just going to go checking all over the entire physical body, into the pockets, into the hiding places in your physicality, the physical body itself. We got discarnates. Yep. Good. I'm going to be casting a bunch of nets. I'm going to be bringing in the white flame. And as I bring in the white flame, especially into the subconscious, it begins to unravel and clear out these discarnates, their actual traumas and shocks and things that they believe. So we're going to use that white flame in all the parts of your physical bodies, into the subconscious, in and around. Good. I'm going to be putting people in there, there's discarnates. There we go. Into the white flame. Clear. Yes. Beautiful. Nice. There we go. Clear. Good. Yes. Okay, good. I'm going to keep that going. Now I'm going to be looking for interferences. We got major interferences that are happening on the astral field, astral planes. Yep, got it. There we go. And we got these astral frequencies, all these beings in the astral planes. Start releasing. Yep, that's it. Over. Finish. Complete. Yep, party over. Gig up. Yep, done. Be gone. Clear. Let go. Release these people. Yep, good. Clear. Any kind of frequency of the blackest of evil frequencies that are interfering in people's lives, show me now. There we go. Oh, yeah. See? Yes. All these little viney little threads coming into people's body. Pure evil. That's it. Casting the frequency of the light. Knitting. Over that frequency of darkness. All around. There we go. Yeah. The light disintegrates the blackness, dissolves it, neutralizes it. There we go. Dissolving. Clear. Beautiful. Nice. Clearing all these frequencies out. Yes, and all the beliefs that money is evil. Yep, clear. Money is no good. Money is bad. Money causes problems. Money hurts people. Money is power, and power is evil. Power is bad. Clear. Yeah, believing that you're supposed to have lack, you're a better person if you don't have enough. It's better to give than receive. Clear. That's a deep one. Clear. I'm going to go deep in the subconscious. Yeah, way deep. Wow. There we go. Deep. Got it. There we go. Start with clearing. Dissolving, neutralizing, coming. Light. More light. Stronger, brighter, white flame, the Holy Spirit itself. Coming in. There we go. Neutralizing, clearing. Clear. There we go. Clearing. Yeah, good. Clear. Dissolving, neutralizing, releasing. Beautiful. Good. Clear. Good, beautiful. Now I'm going to just really amp up the light deep in the very core of your being. I'm going to align you from the higher levels down into the earth itself, aligning all of your energy frequencies, bringing you back into balance, balancing out the masculine feminine side of your bodies. There we go. Connecting you with heaven and earth itself. There we go. Beautiful. Now one more sweep inside the physical body. I'm going to use a white flame from the very bottom of the feet to the top of the head and just start clearing more frequencies, energies that are not you. That includes alien beings, critters, creatures, things of other dimensions, time and space, or inner energy field interfering with you, blocking you. There we go. Clear, clear. Clear, going back to your own time, space, back to your own dimensions, out, 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 beliefs, 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 into the mind itself, into the brain, clear, 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 other people's beliefs as well, other people's emotional frequencies, clear, that's perpetrator energy, clear, 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 releasing and clearing, releasing, clearing, releasing, clearing. There we go. There we go. Good. Now I'm going to start pulling more of you back into your physical body, echoing out your essence, come bringing more of you back from all time, space, dimensions, universe, galaxies, realities, black holes, frequencies, alternate realities, parallel universes, bringing you back, calling you back, 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 back. More of you coming right back into your physical body. Here we go. Coming back in, coming back in. There we go. Yes, 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 yes. Good. Bringing you back. There we go. Beautiful. Good. Good. More light, more light, more light. Good. Good. So I'm going to keep the body surrounded with light. I'm going to actually put little paddle wheels in the different chakras for second, third, fourth. Yep, actually all of them. Nice, gentle paddle wheels. It's going to keep releasing energies, frequencies that are not you out of your body. And I'm going to do it for 72 hours. So things will keep moving out, out, out of your physical body. And as those days go by, it's get clearer and clearer. I'm going to activate the divine frequency that you are inside your physical body, a divine light, divine being, creator incarnate in your physical body, activating that light, going into the brain for just a moment, activating the neural pathways, disengaging the negative neural pathways, and engaging the positive neural pathways. Yep, that life is good. There's abundance. There's enough for everybody. Yes, good, good, good. Anchoring in. Beautiful. Good, good, good. All righty. Now, just go ahead and let go of any images, any pictures, any thoughts. Bring in your awareness right behind your eyes. So you start to feel your own self, feel your awareness, feel yourself within your own body. And then whenever you're ready, you can be present and open your eyes and come right back. Be here now. Alrighty, so that was a quick one, but good.
Ooh, that was powerful. Thank you, Bonnie. That I felt, of course, I did it along as well, and it was interesting when we started, when you first started and you said tap into the feeling and the beliefs, like all that came in for me was that I felt a lot of fear in my chest, and it was like a fear of receiving. And I've done a lot of work on this, so that was interesting. A fear I just kept getting, I'm afraid to receive.
Right.
So there, you know, whatever it was, it doesn't matter, past lives, current situation, receiving. But by the end, that I could feel that, like, the fear was gone from my chest, right? It felt
beautiful.
More ease in my chest. And the other piece I noticed was that when you said it's better to give than receive, I don't know how many times I've heard that, and it was like, ooh, that caught me, and then I heard the whole selfish thing. I used to be told all the time growing up how selfish I was.
Right.
There's probably that one for a lot of people too, right? Like, it's if you receive, it's selfish.
Right, yes. So the good news is you clear that stuff out and you don't have that in your subconscious anymore. You don't block it anymore, you know? But it's amazing, Tanya. You know, it just keeps going deeper and deeper, you know? Like, you've done different work on your stuff and then you find this peace, you know? So it's just layers. That's another thing, people. It's layers. Don't think that one clearing is going to clear everything. That's not possible, okay? And
right.
It works.
Right.
And they work, okay?
And for those of you, I just want to add this, Bonnie, for those of you that have, like myself, who've done so many different things, including clearings personally and group with Bonnie, and even went to one of her, you know, weekend trainings. There can be more. So no matter what you've already done, like you said, there's just more there can be more layers, which
right.
I felt today.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. And
right.
it was interesting. Some questions came in during the clearing that I think were kind of related to what I was feeling around that fear of receiving. A lot of us have had abuse and trauma this lifetime and past. So somebody had asked, two people asked questions about our abundance, receiving, and sexual trauma related or connected. And, you know, my answer is yes, I know from my personal experience. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, what happens is, I mean, it just goes so deep, Tanya, you know, it's like, see, what happens is when I look at people's energy field, you know, another thing too, I just want to say quickly is you can't, you know, we don't want to really, if we release too much, we can also traumatize. So we make sure that we don't do that. Okay. But when I look at people's bodies, I just see all the frequencies of, you know, the stuff that got anchored in from their parents. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, when we start bringing stuff, when we start clearing stuff, here's another thing too. As things get cleared, when you'll know if the issue is completely gone, if you have no reaction whatsoever. So I just wanted to say that because that's really important. And, you know, so the key is if you, you know, you get a clearings and you feel different, but you can still feel a little grab or a little resistance or a little blockage, then, you know, you're not done yet. But, you know, the clearings can clean stuff all the way out so that it, that there's nothing blocking anymore and everything starts to change. So, you know, that's really, really important.
And it may take time, right? And it may take time.
Yeah.
Like right now I may feel like, oh, I'm open to, I feel the fear is gone. I feel open to receiving now. I feel safe to receive. But then in a couple of weeks or months, the next, because you said it, there's
the next layer.
Time, right?
Yeah,
the next layer can present.
Yeah, and so the thing with the layering, you know, like we clear a bunch of stuff and you do feel different. And what will happen, though, is just, it's like this. Just imagine like when you look at a mountain sliced, okay, you see all the different layers. Well, if we start releasing the top layers of the mountain, the other layers that you couldn't feel will become visible. Then you start to feel them, then clear those, and then the next layer starts to present. And you clear that until there's no more layers to clear. And that's how it works. But it's a journey, you know. I mean, if all of a sudden you were totally awake, you wouldn't be able to function. You wouldn't know who you were. You know what I mean? It'd be too overwhelming. So this way we clear stuff, you acclimate, and then, oh, there's another piece. All righty then. And then clear that, and then you acclimate and clear some more. So, you know, I mean, it took you a long time to be this messed up, okay? It's going to take a little time to unravel it. It's true, isn't it?
I love that. Yeah, true that. True that. And literally, like, I like how you said that. If we cleared everything at one time, most of us couldn't handle that. It would literally blow our circuits physically and emotionally, mentally. We would, like, lose it.
Yeah. I remember years ago, this was back in the 80s when I was first starting to do my work, and I was so excited about doing entity removal. Well, I had a friend, and I cleared out, like, massive amounts of entities. Well, he couldn't function. He was like, I don't know who I am. I can't handle this. I can't stand it. Can you call him back in? I don't, you know, he was whacked. He, you know what I mean? It was too much. So I learned through error, you know, but it was true. He didn't know who he was, and he was in pain. He was suffering terribly. So, you know, you can't, you know, there's appropriate amounts to release that people can stay stabilized and still function. We don't want to mess people up by releasing too much.
We have to realize this has been the foundation for most of us of our identity and
yes,
who
exactly.
we are in the world and what we need to do in the world to be safe and survive again. So I think it's just so important that everybody hear that, you know, again and again, that's divine timing, right? Things will be come up and be released with divine guidance and divine time. So Bonnie, are you open to take a few questions?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Well, first of all, someone on the webcast said, wow, that was huge, Bonnie. It's the middle of winter here, but I feel like a breath of spring air now in my body. Thank you.
That's pretty cool.
I heard the phone. I know many of you have been waiting patiently on the phone. Bonnie, pick a number between 1 and 14, and that'll decide who we're gonna take.
Okay, 7. 7.
All right. Let me unmute. Dan in Aurora, Illinois. Hello, you are live.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ellie. Dan is my husband. This is Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi. Thank you for picking me. I had a question. All that you had spoke about as far as the things that block abundance, my body had a reaction. But anyway, what really floored me was the fact that it seemed to be connected sexually to sexual abuse. So I don't understand the connection. Why the abundance would block, why sexual abuse would block abundance.
Yep, okay. So when people are sexually abused, it affects your feeling of safe, being safe, being protected, being loved. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, but even like, because I've worked a lot with that, but, you know, the victim of sexual abuse, you know, you go through all kinds of emotions that you're not even aware of, and you have unconscious beliefs and feelings, and one of them is, you know, your mom and dad didn't protect you, so that equates to you don't matter, you're not enough, and so that equates to receiving, okay? So, you know what I mean? It's like
it just adds
the abuse
up.
It just adds up, yes. And then also with sexual abuse, people will always have, this is another reason why people don't heal from it. You will have the perpetrator's emotional energy in the body that has to be cleared out in order for someone to be freed from sexual abuse, okay? Because you're living it all the time. It never goes away, all right? Because that person is still in your body. Their emotion is still in your body. Okay, so there's all kinds of things that have to be cleared out with that, but you can start to understand that with even with sexual abuse, that, you know, unconsciously you must have caused it. There must be something wrong with you. You're at fault. You're the problem. You know, all these issues all connect to
you're bad.
You're bad. You can't receive. Can't receive. Okay, so it's all related. Everything is related.
Oh, thank you so much. What a blessing you are. I love you.
You're
such a blessing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Ellie. Thank you for asking the question. Bonnie, I think that I'm going to guess, given that I tend to invite people or attract people into my community that are a lot like me, and I'm sure that happens for you as well, and because of having sexual abuse, I totally get it, right? I finally see, like you just explained to Ellie, the big picture of, when you're sexually abused, definitely that belief of, I must be bad, I must be broken, I must be unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, why would I deserve abundance, whether it's money or love?
Right.
No matter what it is. And I think for a lot of people, and I know this is blown up with women, especially being sexually harassed and abused, in the media. But I think, I think that's a real common one for a lot of us that's blocking us from receiving is that the not good enough. And then the fear of receiving, because what you received was not fun.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's so convoluted and it's just multi layers and layers and layers.
Thank you
deep unraveling.
Thank you for explaining. Thank you for explaining that. I think that's going to be really helpful for a lot of people. Are you open to taking one more phone question?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay. Pick another number between 1 and 10.
Okay. How about 6?
Okay. So I'm going to unmute. It says San Juan, Washington as the city. Hello.
Oh, God. I'm so happy. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. I love
you. Hi.
Oh, I just want everybody to know that just getting on free calls with Bonnie, and I was on a call, maybe a month ago, just like this, and I have been disabled with dizziness for almost 20 years. and the call was about abundance. Nothing to do with health, you know, mm-hmm. menopausal dizziness, or I can't function, disabled. And since that call, right after it, that day, 80% better, and I've just been getting better and better and better. And I love you, Bonnie. And I used to be so freaked out when I started. I said, I don't know. I feel so much better when I work with her, but I can't handle all this stuff with the entities and the this and the that. And it would freak me out because I had ritual abuse in the church and all this, you know, kind of abuse having to do with weird stuff. And, you know, now it's like, hey, I'm bigger than you guys. And this one, I had been prostituted. You talk about sexual abuse. I had been prostituted by my father as a little five-year-old girl. And so, and they would put money on me. And I, you know, so I literally have, you know, a physical aversion to money. I can manifest great without, in no money involved. I've lived in the most beautiful places on earth, but I have never had any money.
Wow.
And, but I did this process today, and holy cow, it was like, all, just like you said, all these flipping assholes were flying out of my body, all these creeps and jerks and
that
motherfuckers
so cool.
are gone.
Awesome, girl.
Oh, God. Anyway, I do have a quick question. I am working, I have a book that I've written. I want to, you know, self-publish sometime soon. And then so the best way to work on and clear something, you know, because like I said, you know, I've manifested a lot of wonderful things without money. But, you know, hopefully if it worked out well, I would be manifesting real money, you know. So,
right.
Any ideas on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, I would just, you know, if you can, I mean, I have a whole team, or not a whole team, I got a team of people that actually do clearings, and you know, they're very affordable, and so go specific, you know what I'm saying? Or at the very least, when you do the clearings, hold what you're wanting in your awareness, okay?
Okay.
So even though the topic might be something different, hold what you want to clear in your awareness. Okay, that's how I find it, and that's how I clear it. So do that.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense.
Oh, God. I just love you, and I love your energy, and I love calling you to sit next to me, and it feels like just the good mommy I never had. I just love you so much.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Mom.
You're
so welcome. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for raising your hand.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Thank you. Totally awesome. Wow.
Bonnie, that's so awesome. I'm just thinking back to when, because so many of us, we didn't, I love how she said at the end, the whole feeling that love from you, right, feeling you there with me. So many of us haven't had that nurturing, loving in our life, and definitely I can attest when I was working with you, I feel that. Like that total unconditional love and like support. It's huge.
Right.
Like just that in itself is healing.
It's cool.
To be in that energy. So wow, she's excited. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool. Beautiful.
Definitely
beautiful
probably
story.
A belief of money is dirty, right?
God, yes.
Is what came in
definitely.
From that one given that situation. So
yeah.
Everyone, I know that there are tons more questions and hands raised, but we do have our, you know, stay true to our time today and honor Bonnie and her time and my time as well. So, Bonnie, I would love for people to hear a little bit about, so they can get more support from you. You have a free gift, but then you also have an offer. And so the gift, let's talk about that first. It's the first chapters of your book, The Way Back Home. Can you tell us a little bit about the book and what people can expect?
Yeah, The Way Back Home was written for people to help them just learn how to use life and to clear their subconscious so they can do their own inner work, their own emotional work, and liberate themselves at that level. So it's really about how to use your own reactions. It's a higher consciousness book, basically, and it really talks about your reactions don't just happen because that something's happening now. They're already inside of you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have reactions. So your reactions are your doorway into the subconscious. And when you learn how to use that, you stop making somebody else the reason why you're suffering, and you start to unravel the suffering that's inside of you. So it's a very potent book, very, very good, and very easy to read, and very simply, it's not a hard book to understand. It's written in a way that anybody could understand it and utilize the tools and the ways of how to unravel your own emotional wounding. So that's that.
Yeah, so you guys can receive the first chapters of Bonnie's book by, if you're on the webcast, there's a button on the bottom of the screen, a button or a link, but it'll say the way back home, and you can click that, and that'll take you to a page where you can sign up and get that. And for those of you who are on the phone, the easiest way to find Bonnie's gift, The Way Back Home, is to go to TanyaPenny.com, and then on the top of the toolbar, it'll say podcast. Just click on that. There's no opt-in, and it'll take you to this interview, which I highly recommend to listen to again, as well as Bonnie's free gift, The Way Back Home, and her next offer, which is called the Abundance Package. Bonnie, can you tell us a little bit about what's included in the Abundance Package?
Yeah, so the Abundance Package has four clearings in it, and the clearings, the topics of them are to share your gifts. So making money is one thing, but, you know, are you in line with your integrity? So it's basically, you know, clearing out the energies that stop you from sharing your gifts of who you are, okay? Then the other one is gratitude, okay? So, you know, people need to have gratitude. Gratitude is really important. So sometimes we don't feel gratitude. We can't find where we have gratitude. So this is the one about really clearing out the frequencies so that you can have gratitude. And then the third one is called Receiving Abundance. And that clears the blocks and limitations that you have, kind of like what we did today, only different. You know, it's just, you know, it's a recording, but basically same thing. And, you know, it talks about, the poverty and survival and destitution, things like that. So we're clearing out those kinds of frequencies so that you can receive abundance. And then the fourth one is called Money and Abundance. And, you know, so it's specifically about money, you know, where the other one's receiving abundance. That means all levels of abundance. And the fourth one is definitely on the money issue, you know, so clearing out the blocks and resistance, kind of like what we did today, only deeper, you know, goes more deeper into it. And the good news is once you have it, you can listen to these as much as you want until the charge is gone. So, you know, it's pretty cool. It's definitely very cool. And also remember, too, that when you listen to any of my recordings, call me in, you'll feel me, and that helps me to really work with you. That's why they work even when they're just a recording. So It's almost like being live. It's really cool.
Absolutely. You guys, I can't tell you how powerful these clearings are. I mean, I know you experienced it today on the call, but I remember, I think it was the money. I don't know. I've probably done them all, Bonnie. I don't remember because it's been a few years. But I just would keep listening to them over and over, like you said, until I felt that had been cleared. And then if it came back, I would go listen to it again, knowing that there was another layer that came up.
Tanya, you felt, you know, you got clearer, right? Each time.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So again, you guys, you can go find that abundance package. I highly recommend checking it out, seeing if it feels you feeling guided to do it. It's only $97. And you can find that again, a link or a button if you're on the webcast, towards the bottom of the screen. It'll say abundance package. And those of you who are on the phone, you can go ahead and go to TanyaPenny.com and click on podcast or go to the email link in today's email or yesterday's email and click that, and it'll take you to again, this interview, this amazing conversation and clearing, and the links for her free gift and the abundance package. And those of you who are on Podbean and iTunes listening to this at a later time, again, coming to TanyaPenny.com/podcast, and you'll find the interview, the gift, the amazing abundance package, which I highly recommend, and lots of other good stuff on there as well. So, yeah, thank you so much, Bonnie. I just loved having this time with you today.
It's always fun with you.
Yeah. Oh, I feel that awesome. Too, sister. I definitely feel an awesome connection, probably because of all the work we've done together. And I just love sharing you.
Yeah.
Just one more question that is important, I think, and then we'll go ahead and sign off. But somebody asked, how long does it take to integrate a clearing? And then the second part of it is, how long does it take to see a shift in the external after the clearing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, actually it doesn't take, usually because when you get a clearing, there's an instant release in the body. So your subconscious shifts. Once that shifts, then the reality, external reality shifts as well. And it's almost like immediately things start mm-hmm. happening. It's such a trip, like for real. Yeah. So, you know, and then what happens too is, like I said earlier, you'll feel any more, if there's more resistance or more blockages, they'll be right there. But things start happening immediately. That's what's cool, because your subconscious is holding everything in check. Once the subconscious goes, all righty then, open the door, boom, there it goes, just like that. It's quick.
Yeah, and I've experienced too, you know, sometimes it's been the feeling will be there and I'll feel better, and it might take a little bit in the external, meaning, you know, money to flow in, mm-hmm. or it might be the next day. It just depends. It's so... You know, I think everything in divine time. Right, Bonnie?
Right. Yep. It's true. That's true. Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here today with us, whether you are live or whether you're listening to the replay of Vibrant Body and Abundant Life with me, Tanya Penny, and our amazing master tracker, spiritual accelerator, Bonnie Sarator, today. And my just final parting words are, remember progress, not perfection. Right? Like really honoring mm-hmm. your healing path, honoring where you are right now, not beating yourself up for wherever you are right now in the path. And do trust that you will get the support you need when you mm-hmm. are ready for it. I think things always mm-hmm. pop in. Any parting words, Bonnie, for you?
Pretty much what you're saying, and it's really true. You know, it's all about you. And when you say yes, look out. It will happen. Truly, yeah.
And if you're getting guidance and you don't say yes to it, a 2x4 could come, so watch out.
That's exactly. You got it. Yep, hate those 2x4s.
Sometimes we need them, right, to listen. But
yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. And I look forward to seeing
Tanya.
The rest of you next month when we have three new mind, body, spirit experts. And the topic next month is going to be... What is the topic next month? I think it's discovering and co-creating your desires. So look forward to seeing you then, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.